before we allow the roofer to come onto the project, we build all of our protrusions into the roof. Because when he does the roofing, he laces in flashings so that the pipes that protrude up through the roof, you know, the heat exhaust, the toilet
vents.
Plumbing vents and that sort of thing.
Don't leak.
They won't leak if they're laced into the roof.
Right.
But we haven't had that same kind of energy placed on flashings on the side of the building.
Like pipes that run horizontally into an exterior wall, like
That's
my gas
correct.
Line, for
That's
example.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And those are leak points,
yeah.
Receptacles on the outside of the building, gas lines going into the building, drain pipe from furnaces coming out of the building.
Right.
They all come out on the vertical wall surfaces. What about the dryer vent?
Yep.
Is that going to leak or not? This company is called ProFlash.
And we are joined by its president. He's subbing for the president.
He's subbing.
But I think he looks presidential.
Yeah,
anyway.
He does. Da, 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 da.
Tom Creer. Tom, welcome to the program.
Hi, guys. Good
yeah.
to be here.
Actually, he looks a little bit like Kenny Rogers.
He does,
yeah.
doesn't he?
Kind of. Yeah, I've been told
been
that.
Been told
yeah,
that before,
yeah,
haven't
yeah.
you?
Kenny's about 100.
Yeah. So who thought of the product?
The president of the company, Gabe Coscarella.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very inventive type of fellow. And we saw a need in the marketplace. Our forte is plumbing, but we got into this because the plumbers were having problems with the different sub-trades and whatnot on houses and leakage.
That's right.
We're out of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
Right.
And just recently they passed a law now that you have to, builders have to warrant the outside penetrations of their house for 5 years with an option of two more, so up to 7 years.
Right.
And the practices that's been happening as houses get more and more airtight, there's just leakages happening at these penetrations.
And you have, as Brother Morris described, you have taken the technology that one typically finds on the roof to prevent leakage, and you're doing it on the horizontal, on the vertical surfaces to prevent that water migration into siding and that sort of thing. And you've done it quite nicely with rubber collars and with house wrap fabric. It's really, really an excellent way to safeguard the rot that will be caused by water migration at these locations.
I think if we see this product used on a regular basis by builders, just like they flash the roofs, if they flash the exterior walls of the building with this kind of a product, we'll see a lot less rot, we'll see houses lasting a lot longer, and I think it should be something that is used in every building.
So if you're a consumer, look for a builder that will integrate this into your building project, and if you're a contractor, you're certainly going to want to look into it. And Tom, how may our listeners find more information on ProFlash and Greenskin?
Well, they can take a look at our webpage. They can get a hold of us. As I mentioned, we are out of Canada, but we have distributors. We're setting up distributors at this show, actually, throughout the U.S. And we have a distributor in Canada that we can ship all over the world.
Awesome.
And we have.
And the website is? ProFlash.com.
That's exactly
right. Did I do
right.
that right?
You did.
I'm not just a pretty face,
nope,
Kenny.
No, nope, no. Nope,
all right,
no,
Tom Creer, ProFlash. Thanks for joining us from PCBC, Tom.
Okay, thanks very much, guys.